We live in a more dangerous world in 2025. The threat of anti-Semitism, as we have seen, is very real.
So we're talking about the physical jihad, physical struggling against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Threats of other occurrences, such as the rise in the far right.
There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct. I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well.
Just like Israel, Australia does not have a right to exist!
The government is prepared to take whatever action is necessary. Included in that is the need for tougher gun laws.
So why aren't we addressing anything here? Why not here?
When you understand the Quran and you understand that it is a takeover manual of society in the phases.
They have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. How it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide. A faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. وهناك دراست عربية في جامعة أمريكية.
The Prophet says, the first thing you do is call them to Islam. If they refuse, then tell them Allah obliged upon you to pay taxation. In return, when enemy comes and attack your country, you don't fight. We Muslims protect you.
In the battlefield, you're giving us jizya, and in exchange in jizya, what can happen is, if an outsider attacks you guys, we're going to protect you as well.
So that's how it works. The imam out of the Muslim Brotherhood is the military commander. And he tells you how to vote, and he does it all. And then if you don't flee the town they've taken over as a no-go zone, then they come and they tell you, give us money.
Do you think it's fair to kill me because I got the conclusions right or wrong?
If Sharia law states that, then it should be fair for me.
When you start seeing these imams just suddenly in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., everywhere, saying, okay, our numbers have hit 5, 6, 7% in this country, start killing the Christians and the Jews.
And so make jihad against them.
What is your duty as a member of the Ummah now that you are also an American? It is our physical jihad duty to fight the entire earth until we enter it into the Ummah.
To be honest, for us Muslims living in the West, yes, our jihad is to establish the deen of Allah through all means necessary.
We have had a tradition of toleration. These people are not tolerating us. So you don't tolerate us, we want you out of this country. Right? Because this country is fed up with your, oh, we must be nice to everybody. Well, I'm not particularly nice to people that crossed the border, invaded another country and murdered over 1,200 people.
And we just had Benny Thompson, ranking Democrat in the House.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Ms. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question?
You hate me,
yes,
for the sake of Allah.
I hate you for the sake of Allah.
All right.
I hate you for the sake of Allah. Every Christian, I hate you all for the sake of Allah. Any Jew, any Christian, I hate you all for the sake of Allah.
He hates me,
yes,
for the sake of Allah.
You hate these bastards and the other bastards.
Would you kill me if you get a chance?
If we're at war, I would chop your head off.
Everyone was just running, and there were bullets, and there were so many of them, and we were really scared.
And then you've got the ultra-leftist police of Australia. I mean, you know, they're total globalists. It's all run by the World Economic Forum, just like Canada, just like the UK. It's the very same system. People are great. They have horrible, evil governments that just engage in mass fraud, theft of the elections. It's just, it's where we're going to be in a few years if we don't turn this around.
Blood on your hands, Tony Burke.
Shame, Tony Burke, shame.
Everyone is yelling, shame on you.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating as I'm driven from town to town. Feels as though nobody cares if I let one die. So I might as well begin to put some action in my life.
Make no mistake, the Islamists have just begun their launch of a historic jihad that has been openly announced by the Muslim Brotherhood. They are trying to get right-wing populists around the world to accept their takeover by going, hey, if you attack us back, you're with Israel. No, we can oppose Israel manipulating our internal politics and doing corrupt things just like China or others, but with the case of the Muslims, you're everywhere saying you are the rulers of the earth. Not all the Muslims, but the ones that are following what the Quran says. There's a lot of reformists. They even say there's a reformation going on out of the UAE and places. So we'll be getting to that. And the big Russia developments, the economy developments, and MTG coming up. But since I started getting into the Candace Owens thing, I'm just going to cover a little bit more of it, but the key part here, then I'm going to move on to all the other news. This is a lot to cover. Because the Trump administration handled the Epstein issues, it's not one file, it's all these cases in courts and civil and criminal and the Epstein estate and all that. When the Democrats are the ones that are all involved, and the Democrats are the ones promoting pedophilia, when we know Trump's not involved, the way that was handled by Trump and by Patel and others was terrible. And so MAGA got upset, the left jumped on it. You notice it's all been nothing burgers they've released. There's nothing there. They won't release all this stuff about themselves. And then what do the Republicans do? They have the right to release it in Congress. They don't. Sit on with the liability. Well, just go ahead and attack. It's all the bad stuff. The latest thing was 90,000 plus files. And they released 19 files. Of, oh, look, Trump at a beauty pageant in 1992... The women are like 25 years old. It was already in a New York Post article, but let's cover up their faces and act like it's secret photos of him with underage girls and say that. And I said last week when that broke, I said, by tonight, they'll be saying it on MSNBC, and they did. There's the other photo they released. Ooh, him at a party with like a 40-year-old woman and Epstein there with a bunch of other people. Yeah, he's a socialite. Live in the same cities. But because that was handled wrong, and now the FBI says nobody helped Crooks and Butler when we had the witnesses all saw it, another shooter and telemetry and all of it. And then we got told, don't look into Epstein's death. He committed suicide. He didn't have accomplices. Well, his girlfriend, his partner in crime, is in prison for it. All of that looks bad. And so then it's extended to Charlie Kirk and his murder because people now are really watching. And now they're all in on the deep state, too. It's not how it works, folks. And so I had to then ferret through all of this when it sort of come into the head the last 3 weeks, and that's like 80% of what populist pro-America people were talking about. And I'm like, look, spend 10% of your time on that. But my God, we've got all this other huge stuff happening. The judges trying to block Trump's agenda, the deportations and the economy and China and Venezuela and Russia and all of this, and Trump banning the transgender stuff and all these good things to get behind. I said, fine, I'm going to go start looking at all this. And so we've already looked at a lot of it as it came along. And remember, oh, I was a traitor because I said clearly the guy, his security doesn't shoot him under the arm. You can see the guy has a cell phone. When you slow it down, we found better quality footage. Everybody goes, when they hear the boom, he goes like that. He wasn't, he had a phone under his arm, the older guy. And then he goes like that. Another guy is doing a bottle of water. They said it was a phone gun behind him. We found better footage, blew it up. It's a bottle of water. And even off the bad footage, I could see that. Guy sitting there unscrewing it. And then, oh, then a security guy that was in front of him had a pin gun and shot him in the neck. And it was a lapel gun. And every one of those was true, even though if one's true, the others aren't. And trap doors and all this stuff. And then it got wilder. The army was involved, and French intelligence, and the Egyptians, and the Israelis. And it all hung on the airplanes. And I looked up this type of plane, and I looked up the two places they're repaired. They're repaired in the town next to where Kirk got killed, and they're repaired in one other Midwestern town. I think it's Kansas. I got it right here. And then, so you'll have them coming in, this type of aircraft being fixed. And then they're going back out, and because Egypt is by Israel, well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And look, I'm not saying maybe Israel didn't go wind up crazy Trantifa loons and do it. I'm not saying Israel might not. I mean, I don't think they're the prime suspects. At least the Democrats said they wanted him dead, celebrated him dying. But because Patel said, oh, we're looking at every angle, a day after I later learned that he was in the meeting with Gabbard and J.D. Vance, and he was yelling at her saying, you don't get involved in my investigation. We're not looking at any accomplices, foreign or domestic. And I came out and said, I got this exclusively. The people that were there are scared to say it. And a month later, it came out in the news. The meeting was true. And Patel was openly saying, yeah, she shouldn't be involved, even though that's what her agency was created for, to oversee all those and make sure we share intelligence. So I don't know what's going on, but there is a cover-up of something. Now I've learned from people, meeting with Cash Patel and others, he said, well, we did interview 10 of the people that said Charlie will be dead when he comes to town in a few days. And yeah, they are leftist tranny and antifa. And, but there's not enough to charge him. I mean, they heard he was going to do it, but they weren't sure. Well, they said he'll be dead tomorrow. Six of them. The others, the days before, four others. And then the next day said, or the day he died, they said, see, we told you so. You've all seen that. I mean, that is the most clear link to whoever's behind this. I mean, are they Nostradamus? Did Netanyahu call up all those liberal trannies and say, we want to frame you for this. We want you to say that this individual is going to be the shooter. No, that's ridiculous. Then you've got the famous leftist, the old man who's down there in the crowd instantly when Kirk shot, saying, I've got the gun. I shot him. I'm the shooter. And then he says to the police, I'm not really the shooter. 5 minutes later, I wanted the shooter to be able to escape. Why has he not been interrogated? Why haven't his phones been searched? Why? I mean, do any of you remember any of this? This is where you've got the cover up. This is who's connected to who's involved. George Hodgkins Zinn. This is smoking gun stuff of whatever they're covering up. But notice, none of the people pushing all the wild conspiracies that turn out to be bull ever want to talk about this now. They want to move on from this. And then you look at Tyler Robinson, in court, and he looks guilty as hell. He's wearing a tranny flag tie. He's proud. He looks psychotic. He's smiling. They had a few still shots of him. All American boy. No way he did this. Remember all that? And then you actually see him. And when he turns and looks at the camera and the rest of it, I mean, look at that. Let me just give you a little newsflash. Them some evil eyes right there. I'm sure if you have any instincts out there, you see it. Some folks don't seem to have instincts. They're just like, oh, I just see a young white guy. That's not what I see. Utah man who falsely claimed to be Charlie Kirk's shooter hit with child porn charge after arrest. Yeah, that way they can put him in jail and not have it be discussed of who's sinning. So that's where you go. That's what you look at. And I told the White House, and I've told TPUSA, you better call for the accomplices to be found. You better call for them to be prosecuted. And you better stop going headlong with whatever the FBI says. You need to stand up and say, because no one buys the official story, and they have a right to, because there's big problems, don't then write us into the central casting as doing it, because I looked at them and there's not evidence of TPUSA. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Candace is wrong to ask the questions. I'm saying I've gone through this stuff and you know what she's given. Oh, I've been given by this group the proof of the planes following her for years and all this. We go look at it. It's not the case. You're about to see that. Oh, this person, very credible former military. He just walks into this military base, into this secret room with all these officers, you know, planning the Kirk thing. I'm like, what? And then, oh, you know, I never really said Team USA was involved in killing him. Really? We can play the compilations. You don't outrightly say it, but it's everything, but it's 99%. But I'm not mad. It made me start thinking, well, did they? So I had to go spend tons of time on this. And it pissed me off. But I think it's healthy overall. And the good news is the American people don't buy the bull anymore. And so, yeah, there's going to be some pain. There's going to be some people are going to be wrong sometimes because we have to go investigate. We have to look at everything now because we know we're lied to so much. So I'm going to play the Candace Owens breakdown after the break. That's in like 11 minutes to break. When we come back and spend a little bit more time on this. But I want to dovetail it with this first. This is why everybody has a right to ask questions, and I don't blame them. You just then got to vet each piece of it and not go off half-cocked about things. You're going to see that with the plane thing here in a minute. Very powerful. But first, let's play Jesse Waters in an 11-minute piece that is very powerful about the Brown University shooting that is obviously a cover-up beyond incompetency, though there's a lot of incompetent people in the system, but above it, you can see what is going on. So let's go ahead and play that Jesse Waters report from last night. Here it is.
I mean, they got the guy's height, they got his weight, and they go, you want to update the country on what this guy's ID looks like? And they go, we'll put it on the website. Right. You have millions of people watching the press conference live, and you don't want to tell anybody? You say, oh, I'll put it out on a website? Come on. Is the guy 220? Is he Caucasian? What? They didn't even do it. And then they get the timeline wrong, like Dana said. I can't hear a word he said. Everyone's trying to back off. No one knows what's going on. It's 3 days later after a gunman walked into an Ivy League university building and murdered the vice president of the College Republicans, killed two people, injured 11, and walks away. We don't know where he is. We don't know what he is. And doesn't seem to be that concerning to the people that were delivering that press conference. This was a premeditated target attack. The guy was casing the facility beforehand. They have 800 cameras at this university. They didn't have a camera at the entrance to the building so you can see who goes in and out of the building. This is stupid. I feel bad for the people of Providence. I feel terrible for the people of Brown University. And they have to get this together. It was 20 minutes after the shooting took place that they even sent out an alert to the student body. They never even had any sirens going off on campus. They didn't even do it. They blew it. And then they got the wrong guy and said, oops, okay, well, never mind. And then they say, trust us, the place is safe. Well, I'm sorry, no one trusts you guys. It's a mess up there. And I really hope they get this guy soon, because every day that goes by, you know what I mean.
Now, I just set that up from a few days ago. Now he knows there's a cover-up. Here's the longer report that nails it from last night. Here it is.
Fox News alert. There's a manhunt underway for the shooter who left 2 dead and 9 wounded at Brown University Saturday. Students were holding a study session for finals when a masked man entered the lecture hall armed with a long gun and started firing. Here's an eyewitness.
I was standing in the front, so as soon as he walked in, he immediately saw me and I immediately saw him. And then I look to my right and I see a bunch of students running down the stairs, running out the door, jumping on the ground, just whatever it takes to stay alive. When I saw him, I saw a gun. I genuinely thought, like, okay, this is the end of the road for me.
How soon did he start shooting after he entered the room?
He just started shooting right away. There was no hesitation.
That guy and about 20 other students ducked behind a long desk inside the auditorium and just waited for the gunshots to stop. The AP says around 40 rounds were fired. This went down around 4:05 Saturday afternoon in Rhode Island. Brown University didn't send out an alert until 17 minutes later, telling students to shelter in place. And not a single one of the sirens on campus went off. Apparently, the Providence police and campus safety officers didn't make it to the scene of the crime in time to apprehend the shooter. Students were locked down for 9 hours, crouching underneath desks, barricading themselves behind their beds, texting "I love you" to their family, while police went door to door. At 6 a.m. the following day, Brown lifted the lockdown. One of the victims was 19-year-old sophomore Ella Cook. She was the vice president of Brown's Republican Club, an Alabama native who was a devout Christian. Her pastor described her as a tremendous bright light, and she may have been the most prominent Republican on campus. Brown's considered the most liberal of all the Ivy League schools.
Let's stop for a moment. Back it up 5 seconds, because this is important. They're covering up what was said, because we don't want the bad guy to know we know. It's an investigation, pure bull. They held up releasing anything. They're holding 800-plus HD camera footage. What do Democrats do when one of their trannies or one of their leftists or one of their jihadis do something? They cover it up. They cover up the manifestos. They cover it all up. And I think it's very clear now that that is what is going on here. Did he scream Allah Akbar? Did he scream trans rights? But again, people don't have any confidence in the system. And you have, as usual, lock them down for 12 hours or whatever it was, have the police come in, bang on doors like, oh, the shooter's hiding in here, even though they could all go look at their footage and see who came in. They knew where the footage was. You simply go in, pull up the cameras. They had a high-tech system. And then, okay, there's the room. Okay, they come in the room. There's a camera in that room. You see it. You see where they leave. Within an hour, if that happened here with just our cheap camera system, 30 minutes we'd know. Okay, what room did it happen in? Okay, what's the cameras to that? Okay. No, we're going to lock you down for 12 hours. We're going to come bang on the door with all this theater. Come and put your hands up. Put on a big show. And now we don't know what really went on. Just like Sandy Hook had a lot of questions. I didn't say it didn't happen right at the start. I questioned, because on the news, helicopters, men in camo being arrested. And then when I talked about it, they'd say I was lying. I had local newscasts. And then years later, all these professors and people came out and said they thought it was staged. I had a few of them on as a guest. What do you think is going to happen with this Brown thing if we never find out what went on? People have a right to ask questions. And when they're being constantly lied to, what do you expect? I don't know what went on at Brown. But this is weird as hell. Let's continue with the report.
They have been the most prominent Republican on campus. Brown's considered the most liberal of all the Ivy League schools. So any members of the college Republicans would be very well known.
The family of Ella Cook, the Alabama young woman who was a sophomore, has been told that she was the target of what happened at Brown. I have no idea whether that's true.
And the other thing is, if the police are telling Brown students that they are safe, they don't have to shelter in place anymore, but they don't have a suspect in custody, I think that also suggests that this was some kind of targeted attack.
Well, we haven't confirmed that yet, but Primetime's investigating. We're also hearing that the shooter may have screamed something before he opened fire. We haven't confirmed that, and police have been very coy.
There's a report the shooter yelled something right before his shot came in. Could you tell us what that was?
Yes, part of the investigation.
Is there anything else inside that auditorium that you could tell us?
No,
did he yell though? Did he say something?
That's something that we're investigating. We took statements and have to confirm.
Is there any audio from the scene? So, any cell phones? Are there a lot of cell phones there?
We're gonna wrap it up here.
So a guy walks into an Ivy League building, lets off 40 rounds, murders two people, walks out, and 3 days later, we have no idea where he is or who he is. I guess we're assuming it's a he, but we don't even know that for sure. And police won't even say if it's a man or a woman. Police thought they had their suspect, a white Army veteran.
Now someone's in custody. Kind of how you all are working together to garner that information.
Custody is the wrong word.
Someone being detained, rather.
Correct.
But late last night, they said, oops, wrong guy.
Shortly, we will be releasing the person of interest who had been detained earlier today.
Providence Mayor Brett Smiley isn't even sure releasing this guy was the right call.
So you're absolutely convinced the person of interest had nothing to do with this?
We're not saying that definitively. What we're saying is that after a review of the evidence that was gathered, it was determined that the person of interest needed to be released.
CBS is reporting that investigators had to restart the investigation after early missteps that cost them several hours. As things stand tonight, Rhode Island doesn't seem to have any leads. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for any tips that could lead to an arrest. And moments ago, officials held a presser to release new images of the suspected shooter, sporting all black threads with a beanie and a face mask, walking on a sidewalk in the vicinity of the shooting. This was recorded a couple hours before the shooting, so it looks like it was premeditated and this person was casing the area. These are the clearest surveillance videos that we have so far, and there's not much to go on. All I can say is we can probably rule out a black guy. We're looking at a chubby white, Hispanic, or Muslim male, about medium height. Even with the new surveillance out, the police won't tell us anything.
All right, let's stop there. We'll come back to this. In a few more minutes, I'll get into the Canada stuff with the planes. It's big. Yeah, so it's... I saw another press conference. I've got it here. Or one of the press conferences, and they're like, you know, you have this high-tech system, and it's confirmed, and it's got face scanning, and it's got more cameras per square foot than any other college in the U.S. And where is it? Where is the conference room they were having this big class in? They admit there were cameras in there, in the hallways. Where is it? What are you covering up? Come on. We'll be right back. I have not yet begun to fight. That's what the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, said back in 1779. And that's exactly where we are right now. You see this bad boy right here? That is a limited edition original InfoWars poster. We got about 1,000 that are unsigned, 500 that are signed, and that's it. And it is the final Hail Mary to keep InfoWars on the air. We've sold out of almost every product at InfoWarsStore.com. We had the bankruptcy, they won't let us order new products, but we were able to get this produced. This is an emergency fundraiser. It's myself, actual screenshot from the show, with a 357 Magnum aimed at the globalist, the truth gun, with John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, saying, I have not yet begun to fight. And 1997 to 2026, how long InfoWars survived. Hopefully we go past that with my signature. This is a limited edition poster, signed or unsigned. It goes to keep us on the air. They're going to have an auction. They're saying in January. They already had a federal auction that was rigged and fake, and the judge shut it down. This is a state auction. Good guys are going to try to buy InfoWars. We'll stay on air as InfoWars if they're successful. If they're not, we move on to the Alex Jones Network. But regardless, if we don't have funds coming in December and January, there won't be money for payroll, there won't be money for the bandwidth or the servers or the satellites. So it's absolutely essential you get this. And if we get shut down, you have a memento of the final resistance at InfoWars that is so historic to hang on your wall. And there's not just this poster. We've made 1,000 of these two other posters that I designed as well. One says, defend the West, 1997-2026, InfoWars, with the archetypal Knight of the West standing against the globalist. There's another, make no peace with evil, with another Knight of the Crusades standing with the cross in his hand against the globalist tyranny. Both are powerful posters as well. These are limited edition. You get signed copies if you really want to support us, or just get the regular posters as well if you want to support us. But all three of these posters are limited edition, right now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is historic. We've come so far together. The deep state spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to shut us down. We still got a chance to win. But if we don't have the funds coming in December and January, we will shut down. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, where everything else is sold out and there's no more funds to buy more stuff, keep us on the air. And just by attrition, they will win and shut us down by not having money for payroll if you don't decide to bail out this organization that has had incredible results against the tyrants and has stood for you and your family and all of us collectively. So take action now and get the iconic limited edition I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones, Alex Jones poster, and Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West posters, limited edition, and know historically you stood with the tip of the spear at the key part of this fight, and we never gave up, and we never surrendered, and we stood and fought on our feet instead of groveling on our knees as slaves. Thank you so much. I fired the bat signal. Thank you for all your past support, but now is the critical time to take action at InfoWarsStore.com for these three limited edition iconic posters. The ball's in your court. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now up to you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today. When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your hand, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
I stopped getting into the Candace Owens stuff about 15 minutes ago to get into the Brown obvious cover-up of something. I mean, just totally insane. The general public's not buying any of it. The locking them down for 12 hours and making them sit there on the ground and then coming into each room with theater and having them put their hands up. When, again, you go into the surveillance room, they admit they have a super high-tech system. You see the person come in, you know where the room is, you then follow them out. 10 minutes, you'd know whether they were in the building or not, because then they just follow the next camera, and see where the person left, where they went. You get the police immediately to go check ring cameras, people's houses, you check the street cameras, and then you follow them where they went. You immediately bring in the FBI within an hour, and you ask them for geolocation through the cell phones. You have a program that runs in a few minutes, really a few seconds, that scans all the phones that were in the area. You then overlay a geo-mapping program, one button, that then overlays the path of the cameras and where the person went, so you can hone in on which phone it is. They didn't get the FBI involved for over a day even. Now, you could chalk all that up to total and complete incompetence. And that's how it worked at the Palisades fire. Oh, the fire chief and all of them are total idiots. They're not running it, but the administrators above set everything up for the fire. And I said it all days into it, it all turned out to be true. That they would take all the property, turn it into a 15-minute city, Newsom declared an emergency, not let anybody rebuild, only let his buddies come in, get all the relief money, and make hundreds of billions off of the reconstruction and build high-rise apartments for immigrants, which they've now announced. How'd I know? Well, I predicted that they were going to burn down the Palisades next after they did Lahaina and Maui. And how do I know that? You've seen the past shows, right? I go hours on each point. That is the oldest settlement by Westerners in Hawaii. Lahaina, I've been there many times, love it. It's a huge grassroots group of people and Native Hawaiians, some that still live there. Bill Gates and a consortium offered them a bunch of money in the 2 years before to turn it into a Four Seasons and a luxury area. They all basically refused to sell. They then stopped trimming around the electrical wires that are right on the outside of the town. They then drained the reservoir and refused to let them use it for fires. There were like lawsuits going on then. And when the high winds came, they left the electricity on, which you're supposed to turn off. They fell down. They ordered the police to block everybody in the town, not let them leave. Remember that? The cops weren't in on it. They were just told to do it. And then they announced they're taking all the property and haven't let anybody rebuild, and they're going to go ahead and build all the Bill Gates stuff. See how it works? So I said, what's the next most expensive real estate for a big area? You could say it's Mar-a-Lago and a little bit of that area of Florida and Palm Beach, but for a massive area, it's Palisades. And when I was looking and talking about this, we already knew they already burned up a bunch of California and took other key pieces of property that were worth a lot and all those stand downs. And the final piece was that Newsom, 2 years before, declared it the future zone to be demolished and turned into a 15-minute city ahead of the Olympics in 2028. And I said, I played the clip before. They're going to burn it. And they did. That's integrating the information. That's understanding the information. This is administrative terrorism. But I digress. And the same thing they did in Lahaina, same thing they did in Palisades. And I had 1 month before the fires, a family member, I'll leave it at that, who was at alcohol rehab there in that area, and they had 40-mile-an-hour winds, and they turned the power off for 4 days, because that's standard, so they had no power at the rehab, but they didn't turn the power off for 80-mile-an-hour winds. See how it works? And they drained the reservoir, 70-plus million gallons, just for fires a month before. They ordered no extra fire trucks to be sent to the next morning. All right, I got to stop. I'm sorry. MTG's coming up and more. But I love how MSNBC, Jen Psaki, memorializes this in January. We played the clip many times. She goes, Elon Musk is retweeting the insane Alex Jones. Look at his tweet. And it's got like a 20-minute report proving it all right below it. Like I was a time traveler. You know, now if you watch it, it all came true. Jones claims they administratively set up the fires and allowed them to happen to take the land and build a 15-minute city, and that Governor Newsom will take the property and turn it into a UN zone. And they administratively did it on purpose. And Elon Musk liked it and reposted it. It all happened, sweetie caker, because I got your number, your boss. I know how you operate. So I'm digressing. It's just that you got to understand how evil these people are. So whoever's in charge there in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, it's one of their main zones of pulling stuff like this. They're in Rhode Island. We know to a great extent it's Boston. I mean, it's run by the locals, but they're really controlled by the Democrats. They're hardcore Democrats. Whoever was in charge of saying, make everybody lock down, point guns at them, go door to door inside the college and inside the dorms like you're looking for them, when you know from the surveillance footage they're long gone. They have them coming in. They have them going down the hall. They have them going in the class. They have footage of them shooting the people. They admit there's cameras in there. It all goes back. It's all HD recorded. They have the person leaving. They have where they went. But you had to act like they were still there so you could lock everybody down and give whoever it was time to go get away. Because it's impossible to be that inept. I'm going to stop. Let's just finish up with the Jesse Waters things, then I'm going to the Candace Owens deal. Here it is.
We're going to be releasing on the images.
Okay, so millions of people were watching the police chief live, and he said he'd put it out online. Why wouldn't he just tell us? Well, we checked online, and 2 hours later, he said the suspect is light-skinned and stocky. Brown University has over 800 security cameras across campus. Cameras are located in campus buildings and walkways and public streets, but not a single camera got a clear shot of this guy going into the building or leaving the building. And Police Chief Oscar Perez has been confused from the jump.
By the way, let's stop again. I'm not trying to be mean to Waters, but we looked it up. It's a famous system because it's so high tech. It's been in the newspapers. There's cameras in every classroom, every hallway, multiple angles. Only place they're not is the bathrooms, okay? And broom closets. Waters is saying, they don't have any good shots of him in HD because they'd have given it to you. No, they're not giving it to you, Waters. You're getting other people's ring footage that the feds discovered and others discovered had already been put online by people trying to help. That's not even the school's footage. No, the reason you've got crap footage is they're not releasing any of it. They're lying. Why don't they want you to have HD footage of this guy? We've got like five generation ago, 12-year-old system in here. We upgraded the older one we had. And you could sit there on it with the ones in the halls and still frame it and zoom in and see what time it is on my watch. Okay? Sorry, I just go back to it.
Piece of real estate for Rhode Island, and yet there seems to be little or no video evidence outside of that clip. Is there a lot more video that we're just not able to see yet because of the ongoing investigation, or is there simply no video?
So what we shared with you the other day is what we have.
Okay. We have high-resolution cameras for speeding tickets, but not for mass shooters at Ivy League schools. Brown's tuition is $70,000 a year. The school's endowment is $8 billion, and someone just walked on campus, murdered two students, and got away. And the president of the university is playing catch-up.
President, with all due respect, 6 hours after the shooting, and you said you don't know what was going on in that classroom, how does that happen? Were they taking an exam? Were they meeting for a club?
I don't know. I don't know.
6 hours later, you're the president, and you don't know.
I do not know.
Trump says Brown dropped the ball, but the FBI is there if they need them.
They had their own guards, they had their own police, they had their own everything, but you'd have to ask that question really to the school, not to the FBI. We came in after the fact.
The FBI doesn't have jurisdiction over this case. When the locals ask for help, they'll help, but the locals are running this investigation. And even the local media has had it with their leadership.
President Donald Trump has said that Brown University is to blame for this shooting, saying it's the school's problem. Is that a fair criticism, or do you disagree with what the president said?
I don't think it's fair criticism.
Colonel, can you expand on that?
Why not? Because Brown University is not collaborating with you guys. You're lying to the press over here. They have facial recognition. We know that because they follow the student, they follow everybody in the neighborhood.
Facial recognition.
They need to release that data. So everybody know who the guy in the video. We got the video Saturday. Governor, why you guys release the video today?
I think I answered the question.
Wow. It's been 72 hours. This guy could be anywhere by now. The FBI is going to have to come in and do their thing. But Providence is on edge. They're being told to remain calm, but don't have a lot of confidence in city officials.
There's been no new, credible, specific threat anywhere in the Providence community.
With respect to Mayor, there was no threats made prior to the shooting, so how can people feel safe with that information?
The way in which we are trying to reassure our residents is through a noted, visible police presence throughout the community.
The shooter could still be in Providence, or he could be in Virginia. Mayor Smiley says he went to go look for him at a pizza joint and grabbed the slice while he was on the clock.
I talked to one of the women at Antonio's, which some of you know is a pizza by the slice joint, and she said, "You know, I didn't want to come to work today, but I needed to work. I needed to take the shift." And that's a very real thing happening in our community right now.
The best video we have of this guy is a Ring camera shot where you can't see his face. But Mayor Smiley says he just wants to go to bed.
Everyone you see behind us, we've all been working for now 49 hours. We're tired.
Tired? Two students are dead, 9 in the hospital. And you have no clue what happened. Smiley wasn't tired when he was marching for gay pride or fighting Trump.
The question is whether actions like this will actually help us get to zero. I don't think they will. Community policing works. Having local law enforcement with a relationship with the neighborhoods that they are policing and patrolling works. Sending in National Guards men and women who have not been trained in urban policing, are not trained community police officers, isn't going to make our cities any safer.
Imagine if they had the National Guard in Providence. That shooter probably wouldn't have opened fire. The Rhode Island attorney general, all he does is sue Trump and resist ICE. And his office is completely out of control. His assistant is the lawyer who got intoxicated last summer and assaulted officers, remember?
Number I don't want to arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit.
I'm an AG. But you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
What kind of office is this guy running? Families want answers. Hundreds of students just fled campus. The city's on a brink. And the locals are whining that they're tired. Every day the manhunt goes on, the less likely it is to get justice. Let's hope they crack this case. If you have any information, please reach out to the FBI and the Providence Police Department.
Yeah, notice the police department 3+ days into this never even says, help us. If you have any leads, here's the number. Everything you're supposed to do, they're not doing. Breaking, clueless local leaders in Providence just admitted they're tired. Searching for the Brown University shooter. All right, Trump just announced that he's going to have a big address to the nation. I'll be giving an address to the nation tomorrow night. That'll be Wednesday night, live from the White House, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific. I look forward to seeing you then. It has been a great year for the country, and the best is yet to come. President Donald John Trump. We'll be covering that. Look, actual details of Brown shooting matter to some extent, close quote, but we know we need gun control, quote. That's Senator Mark Kelly. Mr. Give me your guns. Ken Paxton's filing a lawsuit against 5 major TV companies, including some with ties to the CCP, for spying on Texans. That's giant. That's coming up. A lot of good stuff happening. That's who our attorney general ought to be, is Ken Paxton. My second choice would have been the AG of Missouri, who is now the deputy co-director of the FBI, getting queued up to go to the top. Now, MTG's got exclusive news on a whole bunch of fronts. Joining us 30 minutes to the next hour, and then it'll just be all news and analysis and key intel that I haven't gotten to in the fourth hour today. But I'll get at the start of the hour into Candace Owens. Now, I'm going to play here in a moment. Candace Owens just came out a few hours ago with a statement. She's very happy, it seems. That's good. With her meeting with Erica Kirk. And then when we start the next hour, I am going to get to the flight logs of the supposed Egyptian aircraft and what was found. And this well-known popular researcher gave this information over a week ago to TPUSA. He released it yesterday. It's gone viral. They've gone, done the same thing, actually gone to the actual companies and bought the data that then mirrors with the other public data. And you'll really be blown away by what we discovered about the Egyptian planes, because it all hangs on that. And the military, the U.S., with the French and the Israelis and the Egyptians and everybody else, with all these hit teams and the Macrons involved in killing Charlie, all of this all hinges on these airplanes. And a witness that has no proof that they've just opened a door randomly and there was all these colonels planning the killing of Kirk. So we're going to look at the airplanes, and you can go yourself, even in the public available data, it shows all this. But you can go to these same services and pay and get all the geolocation, all the information, just like Dinesh D'Souza did when he went to those key cities for the 2020 election and bought the cell phone data, found the safe houses where they were filling out the ballots, the mules they were sending to load them. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you're going to see all that coming up. But first, I'll tell you, I've really reached information overload here. There's just so much information now, it's just driving me completely insane. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies and positive health effects of methylene blue. We have medical grade. We have the best. Give yourself the gift of clarity and focus and stamina and energy. This is next level. That's why Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is obsessed with it. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. 99% of people literally have energy within 30 minutes, no letdown. And you can sleep on it, too. Doesn't keep you from going to sleep. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, to keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving, per gummy. Huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it just reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. Some of the designs are okay, some are great, some are the best. Some of them are knocking out of the park. But what is the very best is the supplements. All of these are the very best known super game changers that do incredible things for your health, your vitality, your energy, and it keeps you on the air. So my challenge to all of you is this. All of you that have never bought a product, the vast majority of you, get a bottle of Ultramethylamine Blue for 60% off right now. Consult your physician before you take it. It's really strong. It can have drug interactions. And then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. Just like when I told you 2 years ago, I've been on a Silver and Gold for 14 years, told folks get out at the top. I was right. This time the market fundamentals are so strong, I knew it. I said this will be the best investment is silver, and now it is. Up 200% in 2 years, 120% in a year. Look at it today, all-time highs again. Did I steer you wrong? At Kirk Elliott, preciousmetals.com/gold. No, I didn't. Did I bring you the highest rated company in the United States with the lowest prices and the best ratings? I did. Because why the hell would I not sell you the best? The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalists. I sell the ideology of resistance and victory. And I love you and I appreciate you and I want a heartfelt send out my gratitude to all of you that have supported and are so happy and just ask the rest of you, why aren't you in the arena? Why aren't you up to the plate? You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Chemos, the bovine colostrum, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody, and you keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globals on the air. And separately, we'll go to break now, come back with Candace Owens stuff. The classic nitric boost, Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't even know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it in the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Exclusively, and that funds the operation as well. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost. We've got a shortfall. I don't want to sit here and flog all this. It's like I'm selling ice water in hell. All of you need these products. Take action now. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive. But if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.